Just recite this verse and translation. While we are observing this Narasimhadev's appearance so sincerely, why acharyas adapt special lordship for Narasimhadev, we may discuss for 15 minutes, 20 minutes.
Yadi dasyasi me kaman varangstuvaradasrava kamanam hrudya saruha bhavatastu brune varam.
O my lord, best of the givers of benediction, if you at all wants to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray from your lordship that within the core of my heart there be no material desire. And purport, very nice purport. So in conclusion, Prabhupada said, therefore the devotee on the positive side, he want to possess something. And this possession is very nicely described by Prahlad Maharaj, who says, if I must take some benediction from you, I pray that within the core of my heart there be no material desire. The desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead is not at all material desire. Generally, when we worship any demigod or lordship, we have some desire. To fulfill some desire, generally we worship. And when we are worshipping Narasimhadev, this is special worship for Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Because we are coming in Mahaprabhu's parampara, our initiation is based on holy name, and acharyas, they are always giving us teachings how we can chant pure name. When we chant pure name, then we can achieve Krishna prem. We can see Krishna face to face. And for chanting pure name, two things require. First one, we must free from all sort of desires. Anya vilasita sunyam. And second one, service towards a pure devotee, acharyas, acharya upasana. A devotee at best by his own effort, he may achieve the stage of namabhas. But for Shuddha Nam, pure name, Bhakti Vinod Thakur's conclusion, for pure name, we want blessings, service of a pure devotee. But for these two things, for chanting, for serving, this desire is creating problem, anartha. This is creating problems. And CC Madhya Lila, 8th chapter, 5th verse, purport, you can find this verse, Srila Prabhupada mentioned in his purport. Why actually we are worshipping Narasimhadev? Morning and evening we are praying. Because we are struggling with material desires, anarthas. Many anarthas, knowingly, unknowingly. Outside challenges sometimes easy to recognize. But inside challenges, even we are serving, chanting, praying, everything is going on. But where is the inside anarthas? We are not capable to understand it. If we hear sincerely, if we chant, sometimes we come to understand, yes, yes, this is my anarthas. Even we understand, but we don't have power. Therefore, in that purport, you can find one verse. This is commentary. Prabhupada mentioned this is from Sridhar Swami's commentary, praying to Prahlad Maharaj. Why we are worshipping Narasimhadev? Prahlada Hrudaya Ladam
Bhakta Vidya Vidaranam Saradindu Ruchi Bande Parindam Badanam Harihi.
This Prabhupada mentioned these things in purport. This is also commentary Sridhar Swami mentioned. He is praying to Narsingdev. O Narsingdev, not only you are giving pleasure to Prahlad, but you are very merciful to the devotees, those are struggling with anarthas, avidya vidaranam. Yeah, our avidya is just like Hiranyakashipu. Someone may ask these questions. We are Radha Krishna, we are Utsiparabhava Radha Krishna, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Our mellow is Unnato Ujjala Rasa. Why will we worship Narsingdev? We are sadhakas. We are struggling with different anarthas. And we want help. And acharyas, they are manifestation of mercy. Asraya Vigraha. Asraya Vigraha. In term, in Gaudiya say Asraya Vigraha. They are not Vigraha. They are not, you know, they are not achieving a body. That body, their everything is for shelter. Everything is shelter. Their mission, their instruction, their deities, all arrangement to give shelter to a conditioned soul. Because we are shelterless. First one. And they are very worried for us. I can show you one. Today I was reading that one, LA, 1970, August, 2nd of August. Prabhupada instructing to their disciples, Narsingdev will give you protection in my absence. Because Prabhupada's plan, now he will go to Japan, from Japan he will go to India. How acharyas are worried. They are very worried for us. We want protection. We have anarthas. Narsingdev will give you protection in my absence. I am now going to Japan to get some books printed personally. So when I was reading that thing, this thought came to our mind. You see how? Because they know us. Anytime we may fall to Maya, anytime anarthas within our heart will become very prominent. Even Shravan Kirtan is going on, even our service is going on. But this is our tendency. So acharyas, they adopt this system. Like in morning time, we are reading from Bhaktivinoda Thakur this prayer. Yadrishta hrudaya kama adichayaru. Kutinati pratistasa satya sada idrushta hrudaya kama adi rupa chay kutinati pratistasa satya sada ray. Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, O Narsingdev, his prayer to Narsingdev, I am trying my best. Although I am chanting, I am performing all these devotional activities, but the sittingness propensity, this six enemies, dupliciousness, it is always residing in my heart. Hrudaya sodhanar krishnera vasana nursinga charane mor eita kamana. This is clear. Acharyas, they are shelter, asraya vigraha. Shastra we can understand through acharya. They are all as an arrangement for us. This temple is their arrangement. Deity, their arrangement. Service, their arrangement. Holy name, acharyas. When we can see everything is acharyas manifestation. This is manifestation of acharyas. This is contribution of acharyas. Why? Because we are struggling, even in our spiritual life. Then we can chant. Two things. Hrudaya sodhanar krishna ravasana. To cleanse our heart, we are struggling with the anarthas, therefore we are worshipping, nourishing them. My anarthas are more furious than Hiranyakashipu. Yeah. more furious than Hiranyakashipu. And I don't have power to kill. Only you can kill. And you are, why? Because you like your devotee. Hiranyakashipu is your devotee. First life Hiranyakashipu, joy is there. Vishwanath Chakra Thakur mentioned in that commentary. Because Hiranyakashipu developed this demonic mentality, after, how can I say, after killing Hiranyakashipu, Narasimhadev bring out all these intestines and putting on his own neck as garland. Because no one is garlanding Narasimhadev. He said, I don't want any garland. I want, this is my garland, best garland. But why he was garlanding and looking toward the chest of Hiranyakashipu? Oh, Vishwanatha Thakur said, before he was my devotee, I am always residing so happily within his heart. But how these six enemies, these anarthas came to his heart? Where now they are residing, I want to see. Therefore, he bring out all these intestines and putting in his garland. Yeah. This is Vishwanatha Thakur's commentary. Jatrahameva pratikshanam sukham avasam. Every moment I was residing before so happily within the heart of my devotee, Jai Vijay. Tatra samprati ayam mandabhagya krodha mascharadi tamasam. How all these useless mood of ignorance qualities now become very prominent in my devotee's heart. I want to see. And I want to kill them. Actually, I don't want to kill my devotee. I want to kill Hiranyakashipu's demon. Within Hiranyakashipu, who was there? This anarthas. This is like, you know, how can I say? This is called utprekhya. I don't know it in English. It's indicating. Therefore, you are searching. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur relating same thing. Hridaya sodhanar krishnera vasana. We want to cleanse our heart. Why? How can we serve? How can we please acharyas? How can we please holy name? Otherwise, how can I achieve Krishna prem? Or krishnera vasana. To develop desire, to please Krishna. Yeah. If someone will argue with us, okay. We have to worship Radha Krishna, Kunja Seva, Jugal Bhajan. Why will we worship Narasimhadev? Bhaktivinoda Thakur clarify. We are worshipping just to develop these two qualities. To cleanse our heart. In our heart, just like Hiranyakashipu's heart, is full of anarthas. And that gives pain to a pure devotee, Prahlad. Vaishnava offense. He was creating Vaishnava offense. Hiranyakashipu's anarthas creating problem for Prahlad, the pure devotees. O Narasimhadev, unless you shower mercy to me, my anarthas will create problem for my spiritual master. My anarthas will create problem for a pure devotee. That is Vaishnava Aparadh. You save me. You cleanse my heart. Yeah, many varieties of, especially we can find four varieties of Narasimhadev's worshippers. First one, black magicians, they used to worship Narasimhadev. Yeah, some ghost came, then they will recite Narasimhadev's. This is a reference there also, you can find references where Sisi Antalila, 18th chapter, 57th verse, where Swarup Damodar find out this fisherman. And fisherman was dancing, chanting. And fisherman said, you know, one ghost entered to my body. That is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And I know in night time usually, I always alone come to the ocean. For me, never I face any problem. But this time this ghost is Brahma Daitya. He is a very furious ghost. When I am uttering Narasimhadev name, he is forcing, strongly grabbing me more. So it is not a common ghost. So it indicates that also India, many, many persons, they know. They're using to kick out these black magics by nursing devs. They satisfy nursing devs, receive some blessings. This is one type of worship. Second type of worship, Karmi peoples. In India, you can find many nursing devs temple. They want opulent. Lakshmi Narsingadev. They want opulent. Social status. And third type, in neophyte stage, when you used to struggle, always we have fear, always so many problems, we used to worship Narsingadev. Yeah, we have to remember Narsingadev. Whenever some problem comes, okay, remember Narsingadev's. Acharya knows. We want help. And fourth type, this is last type one. We are worshipping Narsingadev just for one purpose. My heart condition is just like Hiranyakashipu. Like Rupa Goswami said, O Krishna, my mind is just like Kaliya. You defeated Kaliya. You kick out Kaliya from Vrindavan. That is good. But I don't admit your Leela. Why? Your Leela is not finished yet. Unless you conquer my mind, unless you defeat my mind, I cannot admit that your Leela is completed. So this mood, although Hiranyakashipu is killed, but every day we are praying to Narsingadev. My heart is like Hiranyakashipu. This is Gaudiya Vaishnava worship to Narsingadev. Hridaya Sodhanar Krishnera Vasana Nrsingha Charane Mor Eita Kamana. What Prahlad Maharaj said in that verse? Oh my Lord, best of the giver of the benedictions, if you at all wants to bestow a desirable benediction upon me, then I pray from you, Lordship, that within the core of my heart there be no material teacher. Therefore we are worshipping. Never we should think that I am advanced devotee. No, what advancement is with us? What is our advancement? Sri Guru Charane Rati, Eise Uttamaga, that is advancement. When our mind is fixed at lotus feet of an acharya and their principles, with their sadhan principles, with their services, that we may say our life is safe. What is our advancement? So fourth type of worship, this is fourth type. We are worshipping according to Bhakti Vinod Thakur, according to Prahlad Maharaj's mood. Hridaya Sodhan, we want to cleanse our heart. And we try our best. And someone may say, okay, Narsingadev's worship is related with holy name. What should we desire to Narsingadev? Bhakti Vinod Thakur said in last, yeah. So chande vai sahevascha sri gaurange dhame jugala bhajana hau rati hau name. When Narsingadev will become pleased, he will bestow this mercy. Yeah, therefore we are worshipping. We should not approach for small thing to Narsingadev. He knows we are in problem. But this is our desire. When Narsingadev will please, what benediction he will give to us? He said, Oh my dear devotee, this is my blessing to you. You just reside in Navadeep, Gauranga Dham. And Jugala Bhajana Hau Rati Hau Name. This is my blessings. So Jugal Bhajan. Now you can chant Radha Krishna's name. You may worship Radha Krishna. You can chant pure name. When we will develop this mood, only hankering to please pure devotee. Pure name, when we chant pure names, we can say his character is that only force our mind, intelligent senses, our consciousness, how to please Guru and Gauranga. Guru and Gauranga. Guru and Gauranga. Like Prabhupada said, we don't have any private happiness, we don't have any public happiness. Yes, such a heavy statement. Devotee means we don't have private happiness, we don't have public happiness. This is Narasimhadev's blessings. When Narasimhadev saw our mercy, then we can worship Radha Krishna. We can chant pure name, then we develop desire. Every moment to please Guru and Gauranga. Sri Sri Guru Gauranga Jayataha. Late, all glories to Sri Sri Guru and Gauranga.
Mama Bhakta Krupavale Vikna Javedur Suddha Chite Bhaja Radha Krishna Rasapur.
So when Narasimhadev will show our mercy, devotees, he said, Mama Bhakta, when your heart becomes cleansed, this is our desire. Then pure devotees will show our mercy. Guru Gauranga Vaishnavas, they will show our mercy. Vigna Javedur. You see how Acharyas are arranging for us. Even you worship Vaishnavas, still Vaishnavas worship have power to contract the also obstacles. And Sad Goswami's prayer, this is there. Tadera Charana. Bigna hai nasa.
Echaya Gosai Jave, Braje Kailen Bas.
No, Echaya Gosai. Nene, Bigna. Tar Charana. Bigna Vinasa, na?
Echaya Gosai Kari Charanam Bandhan. Jaha haite vigna nas avishta puran.
Yeah. Jaha haite. Only by the mercy of a pure devotees. Two things. Vigna nas avishta puran. Our avishta puran, just to please Guru and Gauranga. And vigna nas, obstacles, always obstacles. And obstacles from inside. This anarthas. They are not allowing to serve a pure devotee. They are not, anarthas are not allowing to chant pure name. So this is our struggling. This is our struggling. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur said, when Narasimhadev will please, he said, okay, you now reside in Navadvipdham, you chant now Radha Krishna's name, and you serve Radha Krishna, and my devotee will bless you.
Mama bhakta krupavale vigna javedur suddha chitte bhaja radha krishna rasapur.
Now you can chant pure name. So our worship to Narasimhadev is just to, not for any material benediction, not for affluent. We are worshipping and Narasimhadev, how can we cross over this anarthas? And Narasimhadev should protect us, and pure devotees should protect us, that material desire should not arise within our heart, like Prahlad said. Give me this benediction. I don't want. Whenever Narasimhadev want to fulfill the desire of Prahlad Maharaj reject everything. He said, I don't want any benediction, only one benediction. Let desire should not come to our heart. But unexpectedly, even you don't want, this is incurable disease, chronic disease. Yeah. Name, fame, prestige, adoration. Many things is coming. Even we don't want. And we don't have power. So therefore, Acharyas, they are so merciful. Like Prabhupada said, when I am not there, Narasimhadev will protect you. These are the Acharyas arrangement. So, whole life we want protection. Whole life we want spiritual protection from Acharyas, from Vaishnavas, from Lordship. Yeah, like Nityananda. Yeah. Like Baldev. They are also helping just to eradicate our anarthas. And specially Narasimhadev's character is, why we are worshipping Narasimhadev's? Because he's protector of surrendered souls. Specially, he appeared to protect a surrendered souls. Prahlad was a surrender soul. None of the incarnations who allow his devotee to sit on his lap. Sit on his lap. And licking, you know all these verses. I was licking the hat. Yes. And he was so immersed with the mellow Narsingdev's incarnation. In that incarnation, he developed a desire. Prahlad Maharaj was so pure, even he developed a desire within the heart of a Narsingdev, within the heart of Narsingdev. What is that desire? From that incarnation, Vishnu developed a desire. In future, whenever I will descend in this material world, I will accept father and mother. I will not come as father, I will come as son. Yeah, before you see always he appear alone. But after Narsingdev, you see all the incarnations accept father, mother, accept his devotee as father, mother, just to release the parental mellow. That happened due to Prahlad. Because when Prahlad sit on the lap of Narsingdev, he find so much pleasure. But when he looks towards Prahlad, comparing to Narsingdev's pleasure, Prahlad was more happy. Prahlad was just like in drowning in pleasure. He said, I am Vishnu, source of all pleasure, but my devotee is sitting on my lap. He's my son. But he's getting more pleasure than me. Then better to become a son, not to become a father. Yes. And Prabhupada, in one of his lectures, such a nice Gaudiya mood Prabhupada expressed there. We don't want Krishna should be our father. This is mood. We want Krishna should be our son. Why? If you always accept Krishna as our father, then always we will beg to Krishna, give me. This is Prabhupada. This is Gaudiya mood. Within his statement, injected the feelings of all Gaudiya acharyas. And when Krishna became your son, you cannot beg. Everything you have to give. Therefore, this is our mood. So we always have to pray to acharyas, Prabhupada, Guru Vargas. And we have to follow strictly their principles. Although following strictly for us is very difficult, but only mercy. We have to pray. You know, a small child used to fall down, again wants help from mom, again stood up, again fall down. But our shelter, acharyas. Same Prahlada Lada Dai. So he appeared to give pleasure. Lord appeared to give pleasure to his devotee, and devotee appeared to give pleasure to fallen souls. Like us. So always, now this is time. So we have to follow the times because this is, some programs are there. So this is our prayer at the lotus feet of Lord Narsingdev. He should protect our devotees. He should protect Prabhupada's mission, and he should bless us so that we'll kick out all these anarthas. By his blessings, then we can serve a pure devotee with pure mood, and we can chant pure name. Hare Krishna. Jai Narsingdev Bhagavan ki jai. Bhakta Prabhar Prahlad Maharaj ki jai. Srila Prabhupada Ji Maharaj ki jai. Sambit Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki jai. Nitai Gaur Pramanande Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare
His
Krishna.
Holiness Haladhar Swami Maharaj ki jai.
Srila Prabhupada ki jai.
Now we'll have an Ishinga Jagna outside.